USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. House Republicans preparing to launch a sprawling probe into the president's involvement in his son Hunter's business dealings say they are ready to throw the book at the Bidens and are zeroing in on a shady China energy deal. If evidence justifies it, they will have criminal referrals, Representative James Comer told the Post during an exclusive interview at his Capitol Hill office this week. Comer, the incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee, said the panel is particularly focused on a potentially criminal 2017 deal between Hudson West III, an LLC Hunter Biden managed and invested in, and CEFC, a Chinese energy behemoth looking to sell American liquefied natural gas to China. We are turning now to a rise in flu and COVID cases across the country, roughly 1.5 times higher than last week, prompting some local officials to urge people to once again wear masks indoors and in schools, opposed by some parents. Dr. Jay Vermai with the Cornell Center for Pandemic Prevention says this.
I absolutely understand people's reluctance about masks, particularly in children. But if you actually want to keep kids in school and you want to make sure that schools are staffed, it turns out that masks are actually, especially during a surge like this, one of the best ways we can keep kids healthy.
A rally was held Saturday in Charlotte, North Carolina, for 25-year-old Shankola Robinson, who died several weeks ago while vacationing with girlfriends in Mexico. Robinson's friend says she died of alcohol poisoning, but Mexican authorities list Robinson's cause of death as severe spinal cord injury and said the death was accidental or violent. Mexican investigators say an arrest warrant has been issued in the case, but police have made no arrests so far. Pat Cotham, Mecklenburg County Commissioner at Large, addressed rally goers at the Little Rock AME Zion Church in Charlotte.
I'm sad. One of our daughters and our sisters was taken from us.
This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Ahead of Saturday's one-year anniversary of the devastating tornadoes that tore through western Kentucky, killing more than 80 people, including 8 that were killed when a candle factory in the town of Mayfield collapsed, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear sat down to reflect on what he witnessed when he toured the damaged areas last year, including Mayfield and his father's hometown of Dawson Springs. Beshear saying he saw chaos and trauma, but also an area willing to come together and lift each other up while rebuilding their lives and communities with one another.
I'd say if people out there lose faith in humanity, they ought to just watch how people respond after one of these natural disasters. I still wish I could understand why they hit, why we get hit, but you see a lot of God in the response.
According to FEMA, the storms caused more than $305 million in damages, and a number of residents still remain waiting on financial assistance 1 year later. Brittany Griner appears to be in good health, White House spokesman said, after spending 10 months in a Russian detention center. The U.S. handed over arms dealer Victor Bout, who rejected the idea that Russia got the best of the prisoner swap or that it had made Joe Biden look weak. Will former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia, get a similar deal? Putin said he's open to more swaps, but the old debate has resurfaced about whether exchanges do more harm than good. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.